The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Now, here's one for you, right? And we debated actually how we were going to even introduce this. But I was informed that Ivan's listeners are snowflakes, so we have to be polite in the introduction here. Any singleton out there knows that modern day dating can often feel like an endless pool of wasted time and disappointment. Two women in the UK have set up a site where you can share your bad date stories and, by doing that, be in with the chance to actually be refunded for the costs that you have incurred. So I'm delighted to be joined by Alex Ina, who's a musician and co-founder of the Refund My SH1T Date. Yes.
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. The snowflakes who listen to this programme would be offended if I said shit. Oh, dear, I said shit. Right. Now, so the website is called Refund My Doo-Doo Date. Where did the idea come from? Is this based on personal experience or many personal experiences?
This is, Mark, yes, Refund My SH1T Date.com was founded. I'm a musician and a songwriter. And last year I found myself on just a series of really SH1TTY dates. You know, I'd had a lot. I'd had the guys who were ghosting me. I'd been on one date where a guy had thrown up all over my jeans and outside the restaurant that we'd been at. I had one particularly bad date where the guy who I had been having dinner with had kind of presumed, because he'd taken me out for a fancy dinner, that I should really take him up on a second date, when actually we were kind of completely mismatched. He was a bit of a misogynistic guy. And so I was just a bit frustrated. I got in the bath literally after that terrible date and wrote this song called Where Are All the Boys? And the song is a bit of an eye roll. It's a bit of a kind of a comical, humorous song about the kind of modern day trials and tribulations of dating. And yeah, I sat down with my creative collaborator, Daisy, and we thought of different ways that we could kind of come up with something artistic and creative to run with the campaign of the song. And refundmyshitdate.com was, I've just said it, refundmyshit1tdate.com was born, which is a platform, Mark, where people can submit their own kind of terrible date experiences. And
More than just a forum to, you know, share your bad experience, possibly warn others, get a bit of sympathy, you know, safety in numbers and comfort as well. You're going one step further than that. People who have gone through this experience can get a refund, literally, on their bad date. Now, how are you judging that and how are you funding it?
Well, it's basically proving it's going to be impossible to try and pick, I think, the worst date story told, because we've had something like nearly 800 entries so far, and some of them are heartbreakingly sad, some of them are sexually quite graphic, some of them are just downright crazy and baffling and mind-blowing. So yeah, the process of picking this specifically worst date to win this is going to be very difficult. But yeah, we just wanted to kind of create a platform and a community where people could share in their kind of terrible date experiences. And yeah, I'm funding the £100 myself.
Okay, right.
To try and give back a little bit.
We're not going to find out now that you're being sponsored by one of these dating sites web companies.
No way. No, Mark, it's coming from my own bank account.
Good for you. Yeah. Coming from your own pocket and your own heart. Listen to me, can I ask you about modern dating? I am a gentleman of a certain age, considerably older than you. Dating was much different when I was growing up. And it seems to me, and again, I'm not being a fuddy-duddy here, but it does seem to me today that dating as I knew it doesn't really exist anymore. These days it's based on apps, dating sites. And also the point of the date seems to be vetting whether you are actually going to hook up with that other person or not. In other words, it's about sex. And by the way, if the sex is great for 6 months and you form a relationship, well, then you might think about love, you know, way down the road. Is that fair?
I think, you know what, I think you're right, Mark. I think the dating landscape back, you know, my parents' generation, or, you know, even given a few years before we had phones, was a very different landscape. You know, you tend to match or go out with, you know, your sister's friends or your brother's friends, or someone within your social group. And I think, you know, what online dating does now is it throws open the doors and the ability to meet so many different kinds of people. And while in some sense it's very, you know, it's liberating, it's also very kind of, I think it's very disconnected, you know, hiding behind a phone. I think, you know, it encourages all sorts of behaviors that never existed before, like ghosting. And there's a term called breadcrumbing, which I think is awful. It's where, you know, a guy or a girl will check in, you know, every so often with a text and not follow through with kind of any plans to meet up. And I think it sadly encourages bad behaviors, and it, you know, in terms, like, no one wants to get ghosted. You may think you've gone on a really amazing date and then you never hear from them ever again, and it's pretty heartbreaking to kind of go through that again and again. And I don't think that existed, you know, back in the day, because your brother would be on your back saying, why didn't you message my friend back? You know, it's that disconnect, I think. But yeah,
but I mean, isn't how we go about dating now the actual opposite of what the intention is? The intention is to form a personal, hopefully emotional and eventually physical relationship with somebody. That means physical contacts, eyeball to eyeball, yeah, getting to know them. You're not going to be able to do that with a phone or a machine or a piece of digital equipment.
Sure, I agree. I think, you know, we're kind of a culture of a cancellation culture. You know, we can swipe people to the left or to the right. You know, it's so impersonal. No wonder, you know, behaviors like this exist. And I agree. I think it's very difficult nowadays to maybe meet people in an old school format and create those really personal bonds, you know, that a lot of great relationships are built on. I think you've got to have very thick skin, I think, to be in the dating game, because, yeah, there are many, many people out there, and not all of them are going to be nice people.
Yeah, and I suppose there's as many bad female dates as there are male dates. I know you wouldn't claim to be a therapist or a qualified expert in this area, but as you've said yourself, you've had more than your fair share of bad dates. So any advice for somebody who finds themselves on a bad date? What do you do? Leave? Have a backup plan? Get the hell out of there? Or take it on the chin and chalk it down to experience?
You know what? I would suggest, and this is just literally my own kind of personal opinion, I think the best way to end or get out of any kind of, you know, hellish dating situation is to really be as polite as you can about it. I think don't kind of jump out of the bathroom window in a restaurant and never see each other again, and never, don't ghost people. I'm so anti-ghosting. I think it's the most horrible product of this whole thing. But yeah, I think, you know, sending a text the next day being like, thank you for last night, wasn't really for me. But, you know, I think communication is key. Communication can be so amiss in this whole dating experience, which is a very kind of vulnerable space anyway. And I think just being honest with people, let's be kind, and, you know, then you're not going to go and develop horrid kind of mental health problems, which people can by constant rejection and kind of no explanation. I think being nice and going about it in a human and kind way is probably my advice for you.
Okay, listen, are Irish people allowed to apply to your website?
Of course they can. Anyone can apply. And we've had, you know, as many girls as boys, you know, entering in their stories. And, you know, if you have been through terrible dating experiences, it's quite reassuring to know that there's, you know, there are millions of us out there who kind of all go through that.
Okay, well, I have a bad date story for you, if you want to give you a bit of a laugh and send you off with a smile on your face, or possibly a little tuck in your heart. I was in a nightclub a very, very long time ago. Towards the end of the night, I saw a very attractive young lady, asked her out to dance. We took the last couple of dances together. Not enough time to establish a relationship for after that night, but I said, look, you seem very nice. Any chance we might meet again? We agreed to meet the following weekend. Made a time this is in Cork, where I'm from originally. People used to meet in the middle of Patrick Street, in front of a shop called Roche Stores. So the date time was 7 o'clock. I turned up at 2:15. 7 o'clock, I was there on my own. 7:15, I was there on my own. 7:30, I was there on my own. Eventually, at 7:40, the hint, I finally got it, and I waltzed off. So anyway, you chalk it down to experience. But 3 weeks later, I turned a corner into another street off the main street, and I literally bumped into the same girl. Now, she was instantly mortified, and it was very awkward and very embarrassing. I said, look, I get it. You know, it was late in the night, it was dark, etc., etc. You know, maybe you changed your mind, you're busy, but can you tell me why? She said, well, actually, I did turn up and I was coming down Patrick Street and I saw you there. And then I thought, ah, God, no.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, that, no. So there you go. And yeah, if you could see me now, my lip is about like 6 inches out from that. It's like, Anyway.
She definitely wasn't the one.
Yeah, and funnily enough, I don't actually look like I've been hit by a spade, or at least I didn't back then. I do now, but then I wasn't bad. But there you go. Look, it can happen to anybody.
It can. And I think anyone, you know, pretty much everyone's going to have some form of bad date experience. A lot of them heartbreaking, well, I think. My heart goes out to that story, Mark.
All right. Well, look, it's been 43 years, so I've had time to get over it. Really? Says he, recounting it in minute detail. Alexina, by the way, if people are interested in your music, they can go to, they can actually Google Alexina, and I'm sure you're available on all the music platforms, iTunes, etc. Yes?
Yes, that's the one on Spotify and Instagram is Alexina Forever.
Okay.
My tag. And
A-L-E-X-I-N-A, and the song is called?
The song is called Where Are All the Boys?
Where Are All the Boys? Okay, we will end on a positive note. We won't ask you to tell us about your bad dates, but actually, this is for people at home listening to this programme. What makes a really good date? Text us, please, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.